Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host with the most is normally Wayne Allen Root. He is on a well-deserved vacation somewhere, I don't know, the Rocky Mountains or something like that. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, where it's about 300 degrees, pushing the buttons, making it all go. It is day 25 of July, 2023. If you recognize my voice, wherever you may be across this great country, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me a couple different places, LeeElsie.com. That's kind of a cool place to land. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. It's always cool to get new and exciting emails from around the country. That's always neat. You can go on my Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom. And what I would love, if you liked and subscribed to YouTube. I have a YouTube video that pops up just about every single day, and we're populating the YouTube page, so if you can go to that, that would be great. You can see what's going on here in my home studio of Connecticut in a full-power radio, high-quality, super technologically superior studios here in Connecticut, right between Boston and New York City. Let us start. A couple things I want to talk about tonight. I have, a great 3 hours worth of broadcast for you. We're going to talk to a very good friend of the show at the bottom of the hour. His name's Tony D'Angelo. A little later on, we've had Stephen Bucci on a million times on this network, but we're going to grill him for a whole half hour on some of the new and dangerous happenings in the military. And I want to talk about the military in detail a little bit later on, but I want to start about whether or not you're optimistic that America is just in a phase that we'll get through, that soon things will return to normal. Or are we watching the end of this great American experiment? In keeping with the adage that empires last no more than 250 years before crumbling into totalitarianism or into chaos, we are on that edge of the abyss. The American economy is in a free fall. Washington, D.C. is spending money we don't have. They're also completely corrupt. I was just sending text messages back with a former correspondent from ABC News who was, you know, almost happy that some of the Fox folks are getting in trouble, in particular Gutfeld, etc. And I made a point to him that, you know, there's nobody, not one person in Washington that I trust. Not one. You know how sad that is? When you don't trust anybody in Washington, D.C., and yeah, they're spending money like drunken sailors. People are coming across the border in floods, right? It's nonstop. Many of them unskilled, some illiterate, disease-carrying in some cases, criminal, potentially enemy combatants. They're mixed in. Yes, there are good folks, but they're mixed in with the bad ones. We already are engaging essentially in a World War III proxy war against the largest nuclear power in the world. And it doesn't seem like there's really a discernible U.S. national interest in that war, other than enriching the military-industrial complex and politicians. It's odd, because most progressives, most liberals, are for this war. Yeah, let's support Ukraine. Flags flying, people's porches, in the front yard, Ukrainian flags, not American flags, Ukrainian flags on people's porches. And most of those folks are left of center. Why is that? Does that make any sense to you? Does that give you any confidence that we're doing the right thing there? Right now, social norms and traditions are out the window. Men can claim to be women and women can claim to be men just because they say so. It's a defiance of just pure, simple biology and common sense. And I have to agree with this, otherwise I'm homophobic. I have to agree that somebody who is a biological male who thinks he happens to be a female, I have to go along with that, otherwise I'm the bad guy. Not that person's mentally ill. That doesn't make any sense. And somebody who goes out and plays a sport as a biological male but plays as a female and they win the race, they're heralded somehow as phenomenal champions of courage. Wow. Craziness, man. Government has been weaponized against all of the political opponents. If you are pushing back against the current establishment, they try to throw you in jail. They literally try to throw you in jail. Roger Stone was on a podcast the other day, and he said this, and he's right on the money.
So there was a time, believe it or not, in America when both parties were patriotic. Both parties believed in free enterprise. Both parties believed in capitalism. Both parties were anti-communist. The Democrats wanted to spend a little more and tax a little more. The Republicans wanted to spend a little more less, tax a little less. But both parties were essentially solid. John F. Kennedy, strong anti-communist, wanted a silver-backed dollar, favored a massive national defense buildup. Deeply distrusted the intelligence agencies because they lied to him about the Bay of Pigs invasion. They lied to him about the Cuban Missile Crisis. He actually threatened to smash them into a million pieces and scatter them to the wind. That's why he was murdered. Look, I was a political strategist and consultant for 30 years. I lived in Washington, D.C. I had a lot of friends who were Democrats. We drank together. We ate together. We teased each other. Sometimes they beat us. Sometimes we beat them. When they beat us, we said, I'll get you next time. When we beat them, they said, we'll get you next time. Now, however, they want to send you to prison. They want to bankrupt your family, want to destroy your family. They want to destroy you. This is a new development.
The elite ruling class exempts itself from justice, and they exempt themselves from the Constitution. Any opposition is crushed under the jackboot of a tyrannical government. Elections are potentially rigged. And there's conspiracies abound, certainly about the 2020 election. Nobody believes that was actually on the up and up. We talked about that last time. In 2024, there'll again be another major election that will determine whether America displays itself on the bright side of life or on the dirty side of life. Not only the presidential election, but all the House elections, the Senate, as well as hundreds of state elected officials, governors, legislatures, attorney generals, etc. That's going to be going on in 2024. It's a big year. And the question is, do you believe that your vote is going to count in that big year? And if sanity doesn't return to America, and culture doesn't return to some semblance of normality, where are we headed? Where are we going? I mean, do you believe that voting machines aren't connected to the internet? Do you believe that your vote counts? That's big. And, it doesn't even seem, here's a concern, it doesn't even seem like the Democrats right now are concerned about 2024. They literally have a man running for president right now who, when he signed some bill today, and it literally looked like an old man they're serving pudding at an old folks home. Just, family around, doesn't know where he is. Yeah, I'll sign it. It's pathetic. Pathetic. And will there be a false flag? Will there be a skirmish somewhere? There are arms buildups all over the country, all over the world right now, as a matter of fact. That's what we're going to talk to our Heritage guy in the second hour of this program about, because there's big stuff happening. There's a bunch of chess pieces being moved around. It's a big deal. So are we going to see a quote-unquote false flag? Are we going to see some kind of a violent act somewhere that causes a sort of a tightening of the noose and almost assures a Biden re-election? How scary is that?
I mean, who could turn a tide against the tyrannical government? Only patriots who rise up. That's it. That's it. That's all we got. I mean, Americans' virtual signal over Ukraine, Pride Month, the fundamental transformation of America. This is not the same country it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. And evolution is okay. It's just what we're evolving into is a disaster and a mess. And if the wrong people control government after 2024, I don't know. I mean, you're going to have new people on the Supreme Court, a much more progressive way of life, even more than we have now. Once that wall falls, I don't know if there's any place to go. I don't know. You think that's far-fetched? You think that's crazy? You think I'm out of my mind? Michigan, by the way, is on its way to, or maybe I've already done it, criminalizing wrong speak. If you misgender someone, you can be charged with a crime. So if I call Dylan Mulvaney a Mr. Dylan Mulvaney, I can get a ticket, or even worse, if I'm in Michigan. And by the way, what happens when they really want to get serious and they flip the switch and they only accept digital currency and you're absolutely 100% powerless? It's not out of the realm of possibility. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. I'm filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. We'll take a short time out. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do? You're in my body, this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses diseases include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Apparently, I was wrong about this. This is the first time I've ever been wrong. I guess the Michigan bill, hate bill, wouldn't, I guess, prove Michigan House wouldn't actually criminalize incorrect pronoun use. It was out there for a while, but I guess they didn't move forward with that. I want to share something with you real quick. I want to get through this before we get to the bottom of the hour, because this really bothered me today. Two things happened. Two people contacted me, one through social media, one on an email. And one said that at work, they were at the place they work, which actually services the United States military. I'll leave it at that. But the place that that person works, we'll say her name is Lisa. All right? Lisa works hard all day, and on her desk for the longest time was the Gadsden flag, which is the yellow flag with the snake, right? Don't tread on me. And the supervisors at this place of work forced her to take that down. I think it was, she either had a little tiny flag or it was a flag or a little sticker or something like that on her desk. So today she writes me, she goes, they made me take that flag down. But today I had to walk by a couple people in the office with rainbow flags. Now, again, this is a place of work that services the United States military. I'll leave it at that. But how is it possible that you're going to censor somebody from putting something up that they believe is patriotic, yet somebody else gets the chance to put up whatever it is that they want? This is the problem with America. Free speech is free speech. Either you have it or you don't. It's one or the other. You cannot have it both ways. You can't say to this person, you can't have that flag, but at the same time, you can have a rainbow flag. Now, that's tick me off story number one. Tick me off story number two makes me even madder. So another friend of mine texts me today. He says, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He goes, I was just at the post office, and I bought two little, you know, I guess rounds they call them, or of forever stamps. Like two packages of forever stamps. And the guy is handing my friend Jimmy roll of stamps. And he says to Jimmy, are you okay with the American flag? Are you okay with the American flag? And now this is a trooper, a former retired state trooper. And he asked the guy, what are you talking about? Of course I'm okay with the flag. And he's like, no, a lot of people will not take the American flag stamp. And my head wanted to explode. So you're telling me that there are people, this is Connecticut, right? The bluest state in the entire country, I get it. But there are people in this state that don't want to put the American flag on a piece of mail? Why? Again, are you not proud of the American flag? Are you not proud of America? I hate the saying love it or leave it, but if you don't like it here, if you don't like the symbolism of freedom, get out. Find another place to go. I've lived all over the world. I promise you, you will not find a place that is even a shadow as far as freedom goes and your ability to be and do whatever you want that's even close to the United States of America. I was infuriated by that. I'm actually at a little bit of a loss for words. I was so angry. I mean, so you're going to ask me if I want to, if I'm okay with the American flag? Is there another option? What do you want to give me? The Ukrainian flag? The rainbow flag? What? Pluto? I don't know. Tell me what you want. Take a break. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. My friend Tony D'Angelo will join us in just a couple minutes. We'll talk about woke companies, where they're going. Stick around. It's the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
You
USA News Update. A federal judge is striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they pass through. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below the levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill that was brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House.
We failed the American people. Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good said he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is cutting more than a third of his presidential campaign staff. Reports say DeSantis is eliminating nearly 40 positions across all departments. The campaign said the cuts came after a top-to-bottom review of the organization. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening again to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the entire 3 hours for Wayne Allen Root, who is, I think, up on some mountain somewhere, but I can't tell you exactly where. Anyway, I've got a special guest joining me right now. We've chatted with him many times here in the USA Network. He is a weekly regular on my morning broadcast. He is the owner and operator of the Fortress Fiduciary Company, and we always appreciate his insight on a lot of different issues, and that's Tony D'Angelo. And you can find out more about Tony D'Angelo at Tony D'Angelo 7 on Twitter, or the new X, whatever they're calling that. Tony, how are you, man?
I am finally, Elsie, and good evening to all across the United States of America, and I'm incredibly proud to be among you.
So I gave you a task. I said, Tony, let's come up with something to talk about that, yeah, we talk about it, but a little something that's maybe not mainstream 24/7 beating us over the head like Biden is a fool or Trump is this. Wanted to ask you about an article in the Wall Street Journal about equity and diversity.
Yeah, let's talk a little economics. You know, it refers to those little pictures of presidents we carry around in our wallet from time to time. If it's me, it's the times seem to get a little bit farther apart. But the very good article in the Wall Street Journal last week entitled just that, The Rise and Fall of the Chief Diversity Officer. And what happened really was there was an effort starting with the George Floyd incident about maybe 3 years ago, where corporations felt that they had to bend over backwards to engage themselves with people of color. So they went out and hired diversity officers, people who were corporate executives, to deal with the concept of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it was an effort to let us see how many people who were quote-unquote non-traditional, people of color, people of non-Caucasian persuasion, let's see how far we could advance people in the ranks so that we could show how diverse we are. And 3 years later, fast forward, you know, we've had the Target incident, we've had the Bud Light incident, we've had all these things where basically corporate America, because of its wanting to engage in, you know, being cool, or, and I hate to use the term being woke, but like being woke or being, you know, sensitive to whatever they think they need to be sensitive to rather than put out a good product and sell it and have satisfied customers. What's been happening is that a lot of this is simply backfiring, because you have you had something called fairness and equity. And fairness and equity, or actually fairness, equity, and achievement, where people would reach a certain bar regardless of what color they were, and that ensured the fact that you were producing at your highest level. Now, when you go to a DEI model, diversity, equity, and inclusion, some people have been pushed up to a place where it's the Peter principle of management. They've risen to the level of their incompetence or beyond their incompetence, and the corporation begins to suffer economically because they're not producing the quality that they were, but they're being real cool in the eyes of whosoever. And that's the part that they thought they could do. Now, this problem here, this dynamic, from what I can see or what I experience, is kind of twofold or threefold. The universities of the world are still very much hung up on this, very much hung up on promote people because of who they are and not what they could do, regardless of what their persuasion may be. There was an incident recently at the University of Texas. M. Catherine Banks, who was the president, Caucasian lady, everybody loved her. She resigned, and the reason she resigned is because the people in the college said, well, she worked for the New York Times. That's not good enough. We want someone diverse. So you're starting to see that now. You're starting to push downward. You're starting to get pressure from stockholders, and, you know, I think we're really starting to see a pushback in this whole thing of, you know, you get to where you are because of who you are and not what you can do.
Well, what's the long term, in your mind, what do you think the long term ramifications for some of these companies who went woke?
Not good. Not good. Because the when you have people who are trying their best, again, we're speaking across religious, color, ethnic, sex, anything you can think of, who are trying to do their best in terms of ability, and they see someone advanced who can't do it, but they're getting there because of it, if you somehow find a way to work that person out who's not producing, you've completely destroyed the morale of every other single person that's there.
Right.
And then if something shows up in the product where the product is no longer doing what it did because the model is not driven to consistency and excellence, then you've got a, you know, a revenue problem. And that's really, I think, the gist of it is, you can be as woke as you want, you can be as cool as you want, you can be as socially sensitive as you want, and don't be socially insensitive because I told you so, but you could do whatever the case, but you can do all of that until the money runs out. And when the money starts to run out, you know, you have to make some hard choices, and that's indeed what's happening.
Don't you think some of these companies, though, I mean, they have their blinders on. I mean, I don't know if it's a social equity score that they're looking to improve on, but when you watch a company like Bud Light go right in the toilet, and then you know, you double down, you're another company, you go out and you do the same kind of thing, alienating, you know, a whole chunk of your base for what reason? I don't understand, from a business standpoint, I don't understand that.
I think it's a dumb model. You know, on the morning show, we were talking about fossil fuels, and I'm a big fossil fuel guy. I believe in energy independence. And when you have younger people who really are not buying vehicles and who are not really, you know, at a, shall I say, in an income level where they're actually going out and buying a whole lot of things, but they're like, you know, we believe in global warming and down with fossil fuels and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, I love the environment. I do anything I could to protect the environment. But what happens is the corporation, I think, is in a quandary because they want to engage the younger consumer because that's their future. But yet the younger consumer, who sometimes can be very unrealistic, and I'm being very polite, has no economic push, you know, has no economic power, where if you take that, you know, Bud Light and the stupidity of what they did, there was a, whatever you want to call it, in Madison Avenue, if I coined that term with advertising, there was a marketing model, if you will, or a person or a hypothetical consumer who was Bud Light, Ford truck, Budweiser, Bud Light, Ford truck, and Disney World. You know, and that person who was really the core of their business completely kicked them out of the park. And how, like to your point, you look at it and say, how could you do it when that's your running gear, that's your meat and potatoes, and you're off on some filet mignon that you can't even pay for? I find that to be incredibly stupid. But I think that's the executives that are, you know, the younger executives that are coming into the corporations who are indoctrinated with this mindset. We're going to change everything, and this is all old and tired and racist and stupid and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. They've never had to deal with real economics, and they don't know the consequences. Unfortunately, we all have to suffer that because, as I was telling somebody last night, it's not about customer satisfaction. It's not about, am I satisfied with my car? It's that, is my car, you know, ecologically, environmentally, and all this other stuff, and I get a 30-mile charge, and I'm stuck somewhere and nobody could give me a
right
jumper cable or a can of gas or something like that. This is the world we're moving to. I pray to God it changes.
Tony D'Angelo, you can follow him on Twitter, Tony D'Angelo 7. And again, it's a great follow. Fortress Fiduciary Company is his, and he is not only a fiduciary whiz, but he digs deep on a lot of these topics and brings it to the table. We always love having him on. And, you know, Tony, you had mentioned something that made me think of something. So in radio, people sometimes don't realize this. So in radio, you've got certain stations that cater to a younger audience, like a hip-hop-ish type of a station that will play that kind of a music. And sometimes the ratings for those stations are astronomical, right? So you've got these stations that have the music that the kids love listening to, and you know, their ratings may be, in some cases, double that of a talk radio station. I mean, talk radio has a huge following, and in many markets it is number one, like the one that I'm in every day in the morning here. But there are some stations and some places places around the country where music stations, they dominate. The problem is, like you had said, is those kids don't have any money. So even if
the revenue's not there.
Not even close.
And that's basically it. Whereas if you go younger, if you go to something like, say, a Barbie movie where the parents are actually paying for it, you will have the revenue from that. But the person, you know, you want to shake these marketing people for being so stupid. The wallet is with the parent; it's not with the kid.
Right.
And you know, if that's where your product suffers, and that's where your economics fail. And the corporations are in this bind, Leo, where it's sort of like, I want to be cool, I want to show that I'm just not running off or going full Donald Trump, but yet, if I can't do what's really meat and potatoes around here, we're not going to be around for a long period of time. We're running into this now on the trust side or the investment side, where the investments that you see, I won't tolerate it in the portfolios here, but you see a lot of things in the investment banks and things relative to that where they've got to be ESG sensitive.
Right.
And, you know, that's all great if it makes you money, you know, and that's all great if it's fine, you know, you're not doing anything illegal. But they've gone so far off the rails with that that, you know, you can't tell a disgruntled investor that he's not getting his dividends because you're doing something cool with his money. That doesn't wash.
Right. Tony D'Angelo, find him on Twitter, TonyD'Angelo7. It is a must follow. TD, I thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure, and my best to everyone this evening.
You got it. Have a great one. Tony D'Angelo, follow him. We got to run. We'll come right back, everybody. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne on the Roof for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For our newest sponsor, ScoreBlue.com. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there are two kinds. The cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory, with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR, and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com.
All right, welcome back. So I guess we can put in a request. You can pay me for the fill-in in the little blue pill. What's the name of that one again, Christopher? Oh, okay, there you go. So forget about cutting me a check. Just, you know, send a couple of packages our way. Listen, remember last night I told you all that I was having, like, the worst couple of days, right? Just a flooded basement. Things are going just wacky, haywire. So I have to tell you guys this story before we get to the top, turn things over to Lindell TV. I've told the story a million times to my own audience in Connecticut, so they're probably sick of hearing it, but today there's another twist, another wrinkle. So I have two very old trucks, right? One is a 2004 and one's a 2002, right? And they're both on their last legs. They're both literally on life support. One is a Nissan that it has been parked in my front yard near the shed for about a month. And, you know, slowly the tire has been sort of losing air. And what I would do is I would start it every once in a while, take it down to the gas station, put the tire, you know, put the air back in. Because I want to sell it and get rid of both of them and try to upgrade. So I was running around today crazy, and I was going to do the same thing, so I ran out to the truck, and of course what happened, it was not only was it just a little bit flat, it was completely flat, and it wouldn't start. So it's become somewhat of a, a nightmarish week. It's only Tuesday, but that's okay. There were I swore I wasn't going to get mad. I wasn't going to get mad this week. I was going to take it easy. See where Aaron Hernandez's brother? Remember Aaron Hernandez, the tight end who killed people and then ended up killing himself in jail? He was the star tight end for the New England Patriots. Apparently his brother got arrested after planning a school shooting at UConn. I mean, what is wrong with the family? Goodness gracious. A recruiter says a Gen Z intern asked her for five-hour workdays in an interview. So there's a bunch of different things that Gen Zers are asking for, but one of the things that they ask for over and over again, apparently, is five-hour workdays. Chris, that would work for you, right?
Except I'm not a Gen Zer, I'm a Gen Xer.
Yeah, but a five-hour work, if they can negotiate that into your contract, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Five-hour work day?
Oh, this paradise? Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that, a box of those blue pills, look out.
So by the way, at ScoreBlue.com work very hard. They don't support, you know, intolerable work conditions.
They're
at ScoreBlue.com. What's the matter with you?
Are you trying for a little extra something, something a little heavier in the envelope?
No. I'm just saying the good fine people.
Drop the name one more time.
At ScoreBlue, here from the ScoreBlue.com studio, they do not at all exploit their workers over there at ScoreBlue.com.
How dare you?
What's the matter with you?
Hey, there was a cracked piece of metal. Do you see? There's a weird story. Apparently, there was this cracked piece of metal that apparently healed itself. That's what they're saying. I don't know how that worked, but it was. I took the story off the internet, reread it, didn't understand it, but somehow there was a piece of metal that cracked, and then they went back and it wasn't cracked anymore. So weird things are happening all over the place. And in a serious story, this is actually horrifying. So we'll end it in a horrifying manner before we get to the top of the hour.
ScoreBlue.com doesn't do that.
Well, no, I don't. You know, this kid, detransitioned young boy was castrated by doctors. He warns kids about the gender identity stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, he's sort of becoming not a hero, but I mean, he's speaking out. He says he made a huge mistake. He's only, how old is he now? 18? 19. He said at 11 and 12, he really thought he was a girl. He went all the way, ended up getting the surgery. Now he regrets it. He's not the only one. I've seen video footage of a lot of people getting to that point, man. What's that?
I want to ask you something real quick. Yeah. So you and I are pretty much from another generation, another time, when, you know, the biggest worry we had as kids was hiding the grass stains or hickeys from our parents.
Yep.
Now it's just, I don't know who I am in life. What?
There's
plenty of time to think about that. Be a kid. Enjoy yourself.
I totally agree with you for once. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, usually I don't agree with anything you say.
Because I'm Irish.
No, in all seriousness,
that's not right.
Listen, you got to protect the kids. When they get to 18, they make up their own mind. At that point, if they want to, you know, they want to take drugs for the rest of their life and get parts of their life, parts of their body cut off, they can. I mean, but that has to wait until they turn at least 18. All right, listen, this is the USA Audio Network. We'll switch gears and we'll lock in to the unbelievable folks at Lindell TV. We'll do that next. The Ground.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.